The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, tells a fascinating story, well-known story, about Rabbi Akiva and Pappas Ben Yehuda. It actually comes after a fascinating Gemara. We'll talk about the connection between the two of them. The Brisa starts off teaching the Hapis and Mokach. What does it mean? Tanya, Brisa says, V'lezra omrim nemer b'chol nafshecha, lemer nemer b'chol neodech, nemer b'chol neodech, lemer nemer b'chol nafshecha. And the answer is, Elim yishcha adam shaguf b'chol v'ol b'mono l'kach nebuchol nafshecha, yishcha adam shaguf b'mono k'chol v'ol b'guf v'ol l'kach nebuchol neodecha. It's for two different people. One guy who loves his money more than his life, and one guy with life more than his money, if I'm not mistaken. I've never seen the movie. My father tells me it's an old James Bond movie. Thank you very much. Man. Wow. Where the guy, the robber points a gun at, I don't know who, one of the guys, and says, "You have money or your life?" The guy says, "Slow down, I'm thinking. That's the Harp Shannon's Bryce over here. I think that's where the movie got it from. Rabbi Kiva says, "B'chol nafshecha feel no tell nafshecha." They tell the story about how Rabbi Kiva eventually gets his skin ripped off him, but it's a very long story, and they kind of don't, get right to the point. You'll see it. I'll read the story. At the end, we get there. There's like a half an amud kind of stuck in the way. To see exactly what's going on in this Gemara, the connection to the mitzvah of Shema. If there's a connection to Shema and loving Hashem. Tanu Rabban on the Brisa teaches Pamachas Gozra Malchus Harasha Shloyasku Yisrael B'Torah. The Greek government said, decreed one should not learn Torah. But Pappas Ben Yehuda Matzulu Rabbi Akiva Shayamakil Kilos Bram Vosek B'Torah. He said Rabbi Akiva was gathering groups, communities, gathering people together and teaching Torah publicly. Amrlay, he says to him, Akiva. Later on, it calls him that, Rabbi Akiva. Iyatam Isyan ibn Malchus, aren't you afraid of the Greek government? Amrlay, Emshlacha Mashal, the famous Mashal, Rabbi Akiva. Lamad Avadom, Lashua Shay Mahalach Al Gabi, I know, Vura Dogim Shay Miskap, Makum Makum, the famous wise fly fox who's walking around to the top of the riverbank, and he sees inside fish are kind of jumping around. These cops and they're jumping or scattering from place to place. Summer lamb if naimatem baruchim. What are you guys fleeing from? What are you running from? What's all this behavior about? Amru lo mifnei rishtoch mevin aleinu bnei adam, because of the nets that people are trying to catch us with. Amru lahem ritzonchem shetalu li avasha. Don't you want to come live up on land and live with us the way our fathers lived with your fathers? He's referring to evolution. I don't know exactly what he's referring to. The fox says, the fish's father used to live on land with us. We all live together. I was hoping to get more land with that joke. Why don't you come live on land with us and together we'll live together and happily, harmoniously. You don't have to be afraid of the fishermen. Amru lo, atosh atahu she'omim alecha pikeach shebechayos lo pikeach ata alti peshata. They talk about you being wise. You're stupid. Umav mokam shechisanu anu misyar mokam misasein walach kam v'kam. The whole reason why we're running around is because we're afraid of our life. You're gonna walk up on the land and have us die. There's a guaranteed death. Af anachnu achshav shani yoshim vasvoskim b'torah shekar zuvah. So to us, we're being osnik b'torah, which in itself says, Yihu chayecha v'orich hanecha. Kach anu hochim mevatlu mimenu alach kam v'kama. And if you want us to stop learning, certainly we'll die. Amru lo, lo hayu yamim muatin atche tavsu l'Rabbi Akiva v'chashvu l'beis ha'asur. And not much time went by until eventually the Rabbi Akiva threw him into jail. The top of the puppets Ben Yehuda, and they threw him into jail as well. Unclear why. The Chashvu, the Chavshuhu Etzlo, and they threw him in next door. Amr lo, puppets, Miyavilachalakan, who brought you here? Amr lei, Ashrecha, Rabbi Akiva, Shenitzfastai de Divrei Torah. Rabbi Akiva, he called him now. Ashrecha, because you were caught for teaching Torah. Oil of puppets, Shenitzfastai de Varim Batalim. And the Gemara concludes with Bishah Shotzilas Rabbi Akiva, Lahariga's Makriash Mahayav Hayusarkin as Pisarb Marsakot, Shalbarzel Hayumakabalov of Mahu Chamai. Amulu Tariba Beinu Adkan, Amulahem Koli Mehit Mitzdar Apostles Zebachol Nafshecha, Afil Notal Nafshecha. Amarti Matayavo Liadai, Vakimen of Akshem Shaboliadi, Loakimen. And eventually the angels say to Hashem, this is Torah, this is Chai, there's an answer. Seems like a very long tangent to go on just to talk about Rabbi Akiva's death. He didn't need the whole give and take about Papas Ben Yehuda. He certainly didn't need the mashal. He didn't need the pasuk of Kihu Chayach of Archimecha. Just wondering what this was doing here. The whole topic of the conversation was about Kriyat Shema, how to love God. Do you love God more with your money, with your soul? Which person should sacrifice what, even with your whole... I feel no telos nafshecha, says Rabbi Akiva. Then we get on this totally random topic at first glance. And only at the end do we bring it back to a loving God. Now, one could argue, Achinami, there's a technical reason we told the whole story. The whole purpose is to get to the end of the story. The end of the story really drives over the message of even be willing to die for God. And the Gemara is all about being willing to die for God. And look at Rabbi Akiva, he was willing to die for God, died with a smile, and died with love as he fulfilled the mitzvah of a true sense of Avat Hashem, Achol Nafshecha. And it could be that the entire 85% of the story that we read is just the setup for the end, but really the goal is the end. However, I'd like to suggest a different shot. Maybe the Gemara has a different message in mind, one that I think is a very important one. The Gemara is talking about Avas Hashem. And I'd like to suggest that this story drives home the message of Avas Hashem. But in order to explain that, I just want to explain a little bit what is Avas Hashem first. Because if I ask you a very simple question, what does it mean to love God? It's not so easy to answer it. Very, very few of us have never heard the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Very few of us have never aspired towards it, but probably most of us don't even know what it means. If they do intellectually, to translate what it means, somehow it's much more difficult to connect it. So the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And right afterwards, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nefshecha, B'chol Me'adecha. The Medrash says, and Rashi quotes it, the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam is there for mitzvah gimel. He shetzi vanu b'ava aso yisalez to love God. Zeshen achshov and is boni b'mitzvah osav ma'arav bul osav ad shish. Nu v'nene b'asagaz v'tachas ha'ana. And he quotes a pasuk in the Medrash a little bit later on. Love God, you know, v'avtash milkecha. Eni odea ketzad oi v'esamelkum heru alom talmud lomar v'ayu ad var ma'ilo shechum tevchum al vavecha. Do mitzvos, because the mitzvos lead to understanding. Atot akir, basof, it's going to be at the end, you can be atot akir, the one who said, the whole goal of Avas Hashem. How do you do it? You do the mitzvos, do mitzvos. The more you do mitzvos, the more you come to love Hashem. The more, what does it mean, love Hashem? Atatak here, you begin to understand who God is, and that's what the Rambam echoes again in the famous Rambam in the Sodei Torah. How do you learn to love and to fear God? What does it mean to love God? And the Rambam talks about go out and learn about nature and learn about, go look at the sunset and be inspired, maybe even a real Torah Madhavor, go learn the depths of chemistry or biology. The Rambam doesn't discuss exactly how much detail one should be spent doing that, but if you want to learn to love God, look at the world, appreciate its intricacies, look at the profound order that the world has. Appreciate it, understand it, comprehend it, internalize it, because that's the trigger, that's what precipitates, that's what facilitates Avas Hashem, which is knowing God, understanding Hashem, appreciating His Torah on an intellectual level. That's what the Rambam says, that's what the Sefer Chinuch seems to be driving at as well, that Avas Hashem is about understanding Torah, until you have a good musag, until you have a good understanding, good comprehension, until the musag, your idea is clear in your head, you have a good hasaga. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, according to the Rambam, Avas Hashem is all about understanding God. However, the Sfarno on Chumash has a fascinating insight, slightly different. Something that, to be honest, speaks to me a little more. The Hafta says the Svarno, Tismach, you should be happy. La'asot davar. One excellent part of the Svarno. Tismach laso davar shetov beinav. What does it mean to love God? You should be sameach. Tismach laso davar. Do something that is shetov shetav beinav, which is seen as positive, good in God's eyes. And you'll understand that this is the greatest purpose in the world. Ein tachlit nichbad mizeh. There's no more mechubad tachlis, purpose, idea, thing out there than being happy to serve God. That's what it means to love Hashem. I'll put it in layman's terms. I remember one time I was talking with Dan Katz. And I said to him, you know, if you weren't, you know, Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, you know, or take a step back, if you weren't from, what would you be doing with your life? But I have no clue. I'm like, me neither. If I wasn't from, what would I be doing with my life? Like, what would I aspire towards? What would I go after? What would I yearn? What would I hunger? What would I be interested in? I don't know. I guess I'd be interested in money, women, covet, like the rest of the world. Nothing that I'm particularly proud of, or would be proud of. Like, if I didn't have Hashem in my life, what would I want? What would be the next best goal on paper? The point I'm trying to illustrate is that if you want to find real meaning in this world, I don't think you can do it without religion. Real purpose, real value, real substance, I don't think it's done without religion. And I'll explain why. Because if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, you can't. He's the one who infused it with purpose. Who is the one who has the right to determine what objective purpose and meaning is? If God didn't create the world, if the world was just accidental, if the whole thing was by chance, so the whole world's an accident anyway. Doesn't matter what you do. No one's judging. No one cares. Other people care. But your position, your perspective is just as good as theirs. The whole world's an accident anyway. The whole world's just by chance. Like, what are you trying to accomplish here? The answer is whatever you want. Not whatever's right, unless you want to do what's right. But there is no right, because God's the one who makes up right. God's the one who makes up purpose. God's the one who makes up direction in life. God's the one who makes up value. I don't believe you can find an objective purpose in this world outside of God. You may call it objective, but it's just your subjective perspective. You know, you're projecting your subjective perspective on the world. In other words, if God didn't make what's right, make what's meaningful, make what's purposeful, so where does it come from? What you think is true, you could be right, but someone could disagree, so you do what you want, he does what he wants, and when you die, you'll find out it didn't make a difference because there's no purpose anyway. It makes you happy to do it, so it makes you happy. It makes me happy to put your little kids. Saying, what's the difference? It makes you happy to do this, it makes me happy to, you know, get high and live an immoral sexual life, makes me happy to, you know, kill people. I'm saying the answer is, what's real purpose? The only real good answer is something that God infused. God made purpose. And said the Sparta, I think it's true as well, this is what gives me love of God. If you would ask me, why do I love God most? The answer really is, I genuinely have so much appreciation and love because He gave me meaning. The most valuable thing I have in my life is meaning. And that's what God gave me. And not only did He give it to me, He's the supplier of it. He is that meaning. I love everything about my life because God gave it to me. Not just everything. I love the most meaningful things in my life because God gave it to me. The things I love most about my life is the fact that I believe I'm purposeful and doing something with it. There's value to it. There's something there. There's substance. God gave me that. That's what, that is Ahavas Hashem. To love God because He's free from His special. If that's correct, I think maybe I have a better understanding as to why the Gemara, what's the whole story of Rabbi Kiva. Because the story of Rabbi Kiva is a story about Rabbi Kiva versus Pappas Ben Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Kiva go to jail for teaching Torah? Why did Pappas Ben Yehuda go to jail? Dvar B'Teilchon. Rabbi Kiva's whole point is, Ki hu chayecha v'orach yamecha, we say in Davini, Ki heim chayeinu v'orach yameinu. Real purpose, objective purpose, things that is substantive, meaningful, valuable, worthwhile, real, is what God gave us. That is my life. That's the mashal. You may take away my physical life, but I don't see my physical life as having any value above purpose. The only reason why I value existing is because there's meaning in it. And therefore the mashal is a perfect one. Just like if you'll physically kill me, said the fish. So, you know, this way or that way I'm physically dying, so too says Rabbi Akiva. If I spiritually die, same as I'm physically dying. Because it's all about my value life, because I value serving Hashem, I value loving Hashem, I value doing what Hashem wants, I value Hashem giving me the meaning and purpose. And that could be the setup for the end of the Gemara. That Rabbi Akiva died searching all of his life for B'chol Nafshecha. He wanted to love Hashem at the greatest level. He wanted to serve Hashem and find purpose at the greatest level. It could be the entire Brisa from beginning to end, not just the end of the Gemara, where it talks about Rabbi Akiva dying, links up to Avos Hashem, but the entire Brisa, the entire story from A to Z, or Z, depending on where you come from, is about finding meaning in your life, which is the source according to the Sfarna. And the reason for Avos Hashem. We make a bracha after learning Asher. Nasa lanu Torah semes v'chayi olam nata v'sachem. You ever think about that bracha? Nasa lanu Torah semes. He gave us Torah, which is MS. V'chayi olam nata v'sachem. And gave us eternal life inside of us. What's the connection between these two things? The answer is Tosha. Torah. Meaning. The meaning of Torah. The depth of Torah. The fact that Torah has purpose. Is what makes v'chayi olam nata v'sachem. We say in davening also, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Kavodo, He created us for His kavod. Tehivdi lanu me'atayim, separated us from the erroneous people. V'nasa lanu Torah semes. He made us not like the people who don't know anything. He gave us purpose and direction in life. The ability to connect to something real, something meaningful, something greater. I think one of the major goals here in Yeshiva, and the most simple level is Torah, Lima Torah, connection to Torah, Avas Torah, allowing Torah to penetrate deep into your spiritual makeup, to allow Torah to penetrate deep into your value system. Most guys come in wanting to learn, or knowing it's right to want to learn, or wishing to want to learn. For wishing to want, to wish to want, to wish to want, to know it's right to learn each person on their own darga, and the goal to transfer that into a real sense of love and soul, a real sense of learning, a real sense of connecting to Torah, but beyond that, to allow Torah to not just something that goes into your mind, something that goes into your heart, in the sense that you have purpose, but meaning. That's what Avos Hashem is about. That Torah should elevate you and, you know, make you different. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Am Yisrael to be the Am Segula at Har Sinai, when Hashem made us a separate nation, made us different, chose us, selected us, gave us our purpose. When Hashem gave us our purpose with the exact same time He gave us the Torah. He made an Am Segula and an Am HaNibchar and the Mamlechas Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, and all the psukim and phrases that talk about Am Yisrael's unique and have a unique purpose and have a unique meaning, have unique goals in this world, something substantive to accomplish. It's the exact same time He gave us Torah, and it's not by chance. Because Torah is what gives us the purpose. You can't have purpose without Torah. I mean, Lima Torah and Shmiras of Mitzvah. And again, when we're here, certainly the most simple level of learning Torah, reading Torah, understanding Torah, connecting to Torah. But the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem, it's just so much easier when you're immersed into it, to allow itself to flow deep into your heart. Cool to learn a little Levart. I like to say this word a lot. The next part of Shema. And by the way, it's why do we say V'Avta Shem Elokecha? Right after Shema Yisrael Shem Echad, the Peshat Bechorah is, once I realize that Hashem is Echad and He's the one who has the capability to infuse the world with purpose. Once you realize that Hashem is the one who is Hashem Echad, He's the one Elokeinu Hashem Echad, He's the one who has purpose, He's the one who's Echad. It doesn't just mean He's not three or four or five. It means Hashem's the real deal. He's God.
once I realize who he is, then v'hafta, the goal is to love him by keeping his mitzvot. Now, v'hayu ha'dvar ma'el ha'sharnochi mitzavcha ayom al vavecha, put these words on your heart, so the Chiddush of heart, I like to say over, we mean al vavecha, on your heart, put them in your heart, right, and like just on your heart, not like halfway there, bring them all with your heart, put them on top, don't let them enter. So the pshat is like, what, again, you put them on your heart, and they like work their way through osmosis, eventually penetrate the way they, you know, I don't know exactly how it works, the heart like a sifter and mist, it takes time and kind of melts, and then, you know, how does that work? I think the pshat is, if you force things into your heart in a disingenuous, insincere way, it's not real. If you kind of bring it as close to your heart as you possibly can, without forcing it in a fake way, and you kind of like say, this is what I value. I take these words, I put them on my heart because I value them. I know they're purposeful. I know they're meaningful. Eventually, you'll seep in, and eventually you'll accomplish the Avodas Hashem. Or in other words, I want to not just explain what I believe the Sfarno thinks Avodas Hashem is, which is the schus and unique opportunity to live a meaningful life by serving Hashem. But I want to give a small insight into how to accomplish it, how to do it. Take small steps in the right direction. Put things on your heart. Don't force them in your heart in a fake, disingenuous way. Put them on your heart as close as they can be in a real way. Take small steps in the right direction. Move slowly in the correct direction. Have a right pace. Don't speedily take on everything overnight. But on the other hand, move properly in the right direction. Allow it to slowly become comfortable on your heart before it slowly makes its way in. Avodas Hashem means finding purpose. I think the best way to get there is to recognize where you're going and slowly but surely, comfortably allow it to penetrate its way in, into your heart, into your life, into your value system. Mir Tashem, once we know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, 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 and we know, Al Vavecha, how to get there, so we'll be able to better, more practical, go Mir Tashem, and Hashem.